wonder if this could be the year of the divine appointment. Could this be the year that we hear the shout? Could this be the year that the clouds roll back and we see the Son of God coming in the clouds, where we that are saved and born again will meet him in the air and so ever be with the Lord? And I wonder, could 2024 be that year? We have no way of knowing other than what we read in Scripture and the signs and the things that we wonder about. And you know, when I was a younger Christian, a teenager growing up in church, I was a preacher's kid, had gone to Christian school from K-4 all the way to 12th grade, was raised around the church, heard many sermons and great preachers, great men of God. And I remember as a teenager often hearing messages revolving around the second coming of Jesus. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I was the teenager's age, sometimes it filled me with maybe fear or anxiety more than excitement. Sometimes I'd go home and wonder to myself, why am I not as excited as maybe some of the older members of the church are? I would see older members that would just tear up. And they would talk about Jesus coming. And when we would sing songs about heaven, they would get teary-eyed. When they would sing about what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that'll be. They would sing it and they'd get tears in their eyes. And I would notice as I would look around the church family that the more mature Christians would begin to tear up often as they spoke about Jesus returning. And often in testimonials they would say, why not today? Why not today? Lord, I'm just ready for you to come. I'm sick of this old world. And often as a teenager, I didn't share some of those sentiments. And sometimes I'd go home and wonder, man, am I really saved? Why do I not really, you know, why am I not as excited about this as they appear? But then time changes you. And as you began to grow, as you began to attend funeral services, you start to get it. As you start to say goodbye to friends, you start to understand it. As you start to see the pleasures and the treasures of this world growing dim, they just don't seem to matter to you as much. You start to get it. And I don't know where the change came or where the threshold was, but there was a point in my life that I crossed over where I began to understand why John says what he says here, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Because he understood there's a better place. There's a better place. Beloved, I'm not going to preach a long message. I just want to say this. If Jesus came today, are you ready? Are you ready? Now, that involves two aspects. Number one, have you asked Jesus into your heart? Are you born again? I'm not asking you if you're a church member. I'm not asking you if you've been baptized. I'm not asking you if you come from a good family or if you've done good things. I'm not asking you if you're a good provider or a good neighbor. I'm asking you a point-blank question. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And do you trust fully in him to be your salvation and not yourself? Now, if you have not done that, you're not ready. If Jesus were to come today, you would be left behind. And I don't have time to develop or speak of the atrocities that would follow, but it's not a pretty picture. You don't want to be found unready when Jesus comes. You want to be taken up with him. Now, some people may say, I just don't believe in all that. I understand that. I understand that. But, beloved, 5 seconds after Jesus returns, you're going to be a believer. That's just the fact. The second aspect of that question is, if you've already accepted Jesus, are you serving him? Are you living for him? Are you obeying him? So would you be ready in the sense that if he came back, he would find you being an obedient child of God, faithfully serving him and doing what he's called you to do? Man, I remember one Saturday morning, my mother left to go shopping. And as she did a lot of Saturday mornings, when she'd leave to go get the groceries and things, she would leave us a list of chores to get done. There were 5 of us kids, and she would split up the chores. I was the vacuum guy. We had one of those big Kirby vacuums. And this was back in the early 80s when the shag carpets and the thick carpets and the Ferber carpets, we had carpets in the house. There was no tile or laminate flooring. We had carpet in every room. So I was the guy that had to vacuum the whole house. Every Saturday I was in there vacuuming. That big old heavy Kirby, man, that thing was loud. It was like pushing a 57 Chevy around the house, you know, made of iron. And so I dreaded that often. And then there were other chores that Mother would give. She'd leave a long list. And, of course, my sister was the manager of us on those Saturday. Well, we had some epic battles where my sister thought she could tell me what to do. And she'd always have her go-to phrase. That's it. I'm telling Mom. That usually got me in line. But I would always push her buttons, and she'd really try to get me to do stuff. But one particular Saturday, I'll never forget that I did not get the work done. Now, Mom would go over that list, and she'd tell us to do it, get it done, and I better not come home, find it undone. Well, I got out playing in the yard and did stuff, goofed off, lost track of time. Mom comes pulling in. I hadn't done any of my chores. And, boy, Mom caught me, you know, unready. And there was punishments that ensued, and the yelling, oh, the yelling. But, you know, the reality is there's a shamefulness that comes when your manager, or in that case, my mother, comes and finds you undone. There's a shame and an embarrassment, a feeling of letdown. And, beloved, listen, one day Jesus is going to return. And I want to ask you, are you ready? Or would you be found in a place of undoneness, unpreparedness? That person who maybe played in the yard all day, and when the Lord came, he found what he asked you to do unfinished. Beloved, there's an old song that says, by and by when I look on his face, I wish I had given him more. Amen. One day we're going to look into the face of Jesus. We're going to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And it is going to be a glorious day. And you young people, trust me, you'll cross over as I did. You've got dreams and plans and things you want to do, and it's okay. It doesn't mean that you love the Lord any less. But one day you'll understand what the excitement's all about. And this thing about going to heaven, one day you'll go from a wonderment about it to an absolute desire for it. But that time will come for you. But with every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute, let me have you bow your heads. I'm not going to have them play any music or anything. Just going to ask you this question. Are you ready? Are you ready? If Jesus came today, are you saved? Listen to me. If that question scares you, I'm going to be standing right here in just a moment when I have you stand. It'll be silent. There won't be any music playing. But just for a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to respond. Beloved, if you're not ready to see Jesus, if you don't know that you're saved, meet me up here. I'll have someone take you to a private room and show you how you can be saved. If you're here this morning and you say, preacher, I know I'm saved, but honestly, I haven't been serving as I should. Perhaps as we're preparing our heart to move into 2024, a good way to prepare it would be to come forward and recommit your heart and say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm going to try my best to grow this year and improve. And I want to do better. So many times I've prayed to the Lord as I reflect over the last week or the last month, and I'll think of failures in my life, and I'll say, Lord, I want to do better. I'm sorry that I did this. I'm sorry that I did that. Lord, I want to do better. I can do better. Maybe today you could come and just say, Lord, 2024, I can do better. I can do better. Dear Father, we thank you that you have brought us through the last year to another year, another opportunity. And I have no way of knowing what this year will bring. Many people stare at a new year with fear and dread. But yet, Lord, there's also excitement. And Lord, I believe that this could be the year that you return. I see nothing in the prophetic calendar that would prohibit that. And Lord, it is my sincere desire, if you came today, that you would find us so doing as you commanded, being faithful. But Lord, it's also my great desire that nobody that I know or love would be left behind, and that people that sat under the voice of my preaching, that they were given the opportunity to know you as their Savior. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit can do a work in their life, a work in their heart that none other can do. Lord, I pray if there's anybody here that is not saved, that today would be the day that they just give up fighting it and give in to you and allow you to save them and ask you into their heart. And I pray for that Christian today that can do better, that they'll see that and chase that. We ask this in Jesus' name. I want to ask you just to stand with your head bowed. It's no music playing. The altars are open. Who would pray today and say, Lord, I want to commit myself to do better. If you want to be saved today, I'm right here and I want to help you. We'll hold the invitation for a few moments. Lord, I can do better. Lord, I want to do better. Is that your prayer this morning? There's still time if you need to come to an altar. If you would like to pray with me, I'm here. That's it. You just pray, and when you're done praying, you can return to your seat. There's no time limit assessed to this, just Holy Spirit's leading. If you feel compelled to not come to the altar and just pray in your chair, that's fine too. But you pray till you're done. Pray until you're done. I'm going to pray, then you can be seated, and then I'm going to give to you the State of the Church Address, which is our once a year address to just talk about what our church is doing and what it has done and what it's going to be doing, and just get us all excited about the affairs of our church. Amen. Dear Father, we come to you once again, and we thank you for Town East Baptist Church, and we thank you for each and every member that you've blessed us with. And each and every family member, Lord, is important to this church, and we're so glad that you've led each and every one of them here. And Lord, I pray that you would always have your leading and your way and your will in our affairs. I pray that we will be a church that will always consult the Word of God before we make any decision. I pray that we will be a church that is a giver of missions and never a receiver of missions. We want to be a vessel that pours out, not that takes in. Lord, I pray that you would continue to add to our pews, continue to add to our church daily, such as should be saved, the people and the families that you want us to have. Lord, we pray you'll continue to give us excitement and vision. And Lord, I pray that we'll never ever feel that the work is done, that we'll never ever hit that place that we feel that we can say it is finished. I pray that when the day comes that you return, you'll find us busy, the whole calendar full of things that we never had a chance to do, but we're working towards. And Lord, I pray that when you come, you'll find these people who love you, serving you, living for you, living a holy life which is reasonable and acceptable in your eyes. Lord, I pray that you'll use me as their shepherd to continue to lead and to guide and to help them in their spiritual journey. And Lord, I pray that they would have a heart that is tuned to the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that we are nothing without you. And Lord, this is your church, and you are the head of it. And you do as what pleases you. And I pray, Lord, that we will be a church that will please you. That we'll be a church that brings honor to your name in this community. And bless all of our subordinate ministries that are under the mothership of Town East Baptist Church. All those missionaries that are sent from this church and are supported by this church. And Lord, people that leave every day, every single week, they leave on a Sunday morning and they go into a job to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ in Town East Baptist Church. Let them take that job seriously. Let them know that people are watching them to see Jesus. Let them be good ambassadors. Now, Lord, I pray that I'll be able to be used in this State of the Church address to excite our church and to show us the challenges that lie ahead. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. My beloved Town East family, we have come to that place once again. The end of another year and the start of a brand new year. God has blessed each of us with this precious time and an extension of life. I, like many people, have a love-hate relationship with January each year. I love the fresh feeling that comes with each and every new year. That feeling of newness and freshness. That feeling of having a new start that comes with the ever-optimistic hopes that accompany the beginning of each new year. But I also, like many, hate the feeling that another year of my life has passed and the inevitable melancholy that fills my heart and my mind as I reflect upon what this past year has produced. My mind will think of loved ones now absentia in my life. I will reflect on memories, both sweet and sour, and the seasonal awareness that the great time clock of life is surely ticking down towards my time and opportunities in this world being only in the past tense. As I recently stared down upon a fresh new calendar on the table before me, signaling that a new year is here, I sat in the staff meeting in the war room and looked upon the clean, unmarked pages of the new 2024 calendar, which was set before me. And I was flooded with many feelings. There was a mixture of feeling overwhelmed, not ready, wondering where the last year went. And I was amazed at how it came and departed, like the trail of a shooting star in a midnight summer sky. But I also experienced much excitement and anxiousness for the opportunities that very clearly lay ahead. When I looked at the big blank calendar, there were squares squares that separated one day from another and one month from another. And I pondered quietly inside my heart the big question: could this be the year that Jesus returns? If so, which day, which square will hold that divine appointment? I wondered, what unknown blessing and or burden awaits to fill that square? These constant variables that, despite our best efforts to make plans and be in control, they slip in there and they fill our days with surprises and unexpected challenges. These surprises keep us praying and on our knees in humility and sobriety as we see that we truly need Jesus to get through it all. 2024 is here. It's upon us. And we must step up to it and redeem the time. We must make it count and use this precious time to the best of our ability. We must do our best to organize it, be diligent in it, accomplish the tasks that it presents, and stand up to the challenges that will be brought to us this year. And before I get into the challenges of 2024, I want to take a moment and reflect upon the great victories and blessings of 2023. Give us the opportunity to reflect upon the investments and redemptions of the time that made up the 2023 calendar. I challenged you last year in the State of the Church address to be in 2023. We threw down the challenge like be godly, be involved, be greater, be closer to God, be fruitful, be faithful, be generous, be kind. And many of you took me up on that challenge and you sincerely worked to be an improved person and you sought to better yourself in many areas. 2023 brought forth many victories that I want us to revisit and be thankful to the Lord for. I am thankful that in 2023, we did not lose a single church member to death. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. We accomplished every single financial commitment on time and in full. Town East Baptist Church and its subordinate ministries are all current and financially stable. Amen. Town East Christian School saw an enrollment of over 100 students and graduated 5 wonderful young men in the class of 2023, a class known affectionately as the Fantastic Five. 3 of these 5 young men are currently in Christian colleges pursuing a continued higher education. We saw 10 precious kids graduate from our kindergarten program in 2023. One can only wonder what those kids will grow up and be and become. Town East Christian School also had much success in the areas of spirituality, sports, and school spirit. We're very proud to state that our Lady Eagles varsity volleyball team won many games and played in the state tournament. They represented us well and they gave it their all. Our Eagles varsity football team made it to the semifinals in football, losing to the eventual state champions. The boys, many of whom had never played organized football before, played their hearts out and made us so proud. 3 of our Eagles, Owen Cadena, Colin Wingate, and Abel Escoville made the Texas Association of Independent Athletic Organization Conference All-Star list. And our head coach, Manuel Cadena, helped coach the All-Star team to a win in the All-Star game. In the spring of 2023, our Eagles track and field team produced several state champion gold medal winners. And our varsity boys won the TCAL state championship, and our varsity Lady Eagles were the runners-up in 2023. Town East brought home the Brain Bowl Championship in 2023, a huge scholastic academics competition. It is our 2nd Brain Bowl Championship that we have brought home. We had many wonderful chapels and saw many kids make decisions for Jesus. We are seeing God call many of our students and young people into full-time service, something that we are thrilled to see and is a fulfillment of our greatest goal as Christian educators. We currently have many students planning to attend Bible college after graduation. We had a fantastic MAD retreat in the spring with over 40 students in attendance. And the spiritual enhancement retreat, which we hold each year. MAD stands for Students Making a Difference. Making a difference, MAD. We saw two students accept Jesus as their Savior in that retreat. In the 2023-24 school year, it started out with 97 students and has been a wonderful year, full of school spirit and joy among the students and staff. We project to see 4 seniors graduate in May and 12 kindergarten students graduate in May as well. We said goodbye to Miss Darlene King as she retired after 20-plus years of being our school secretary. We love you, Miss Darlene. And we celebrated Brother J.D. King as he celebrated his 34th consecutive year as the principal of our school. We also honored Deacon Mike Lemoy for his 30 years of consecutive work as a professor at Townies Christian School, an amazing feat. Man, it was a good year. This, I think, 53rd or 54th year of Townies Christian School. Now, as a church, we thank God for these great accomplished tasks in 2023. We hosted a super successful golf tournament fundraiser for Operation Let's Build That Gym. And we raised $20,217, and let's not forget, 57 cents in the effort. Amen. I'm so excited. We had a good time while we got it done. We had fun getting it done. We had a fantastic revival featuring the preaching of Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Mark Thrift, and Pastor Sam Riggs. And we enjoyed some beautiful music through the Matthews family. We celebrated our 65th church anniversary in a huge way with a mega celebration with special musical guests, the Billy Sampson family. We praised God through tears and cheers for 65 years of church existence and excellence here in San Antonio. We hosted our 62nd World Missions and Evangelism Conference, and we heard many missionaries speak and share their visions with us. We challenged you to answer the call, and we saw one of our own, Miss Isabel Garza, surrender to be a missionary to Mexico through the vision of our conference. We have had 3 church members surrender to missions in the past 2 years. Amen. Amen. We also celebrated with the Roger Wilson family as they entered deputation, being sent from Town East Baptist Church. They are now in deputation in preparation to go to a communist country to spread the word of Jesus. We had a commitment of $158,455.68 for the 2023-24 year on our Faith Promise Sunday. In light of that, we partnered with 10 new missionaries immediately after our missions conference and added them to our monthly support commitment, bringing up our tally to 88 missionaries that we currently support monthly. We also raised the support amounts for several of our missionaries that were already being supported by Town East Baptist Church. Hey, that's due to your faithful giving. Due to your faithful giving. We saw many baptisms and many salvations this year, as well as many new families uniting in membership with our church. We had several great dinners. I love the way Brother Frankie puts it. We love to eat before, after, and during each meal at Town East Baptist Church. We had several great dinners and fellowships, as well as many activities, which brought much fellowship and excitement. We held a new members luncheon and welcomed the new families into our church. We had many Forever Young lunches. They were all beautiful and special. Several men's and women's prayer breakfasts. We sent a group of teens and juniors to Southland Christian Camp for a superb week of Bible camp. And by the way, we brought every one of them home. Every one of them. We hosted a sold-out ladies' conference in Mustang Island. We attended a fabulous Men of the Rock men's conference in Bryan, Texas. We had a sweet luncheon to honor our wonderful veterans. We had a creamy creations night. Amen. We hosted a 4th of July baseball and hot dogs night. We hosted an amazing vacation Bible school that yielded 4 precious children that asked Jesus into their heart. It was a blast for both students and workers alike. We hosted a South Texas Pastors Fellowship and luncheon in September. It was well attended, and the pastors greatly appreciated the ribeye steak that we fed them. A taco night was hosted on Thursday night of their revival. We had a fun New Year's Eve bash. We held a Thanksgiving praise explosion dinner. We hosted an international dinner at our missions conference. We had a huge dinner on the grounds for our 65th anniversary. We constructed the Champion Factory, probably because of all these dinners. We constructed the Champion Factory, a weight room on the campus of Town East Christian School, in order to help develop future champions. We had a Shine Children's Choir Christmas play and Easter program. We marched for Jesus in the Elmendorf Christian Parade, Christmas Parade. We hung thousands of door flyers during our bi-monthly soul safaris. We held a Christmas concert featuring evangelist Sean Druitt. We also held beautiful Easter, Mother's Day, and Father's Day services with large crowds in the attendance for each of these special Sundays. Man, it was a busy and full year, and we praise God for all that was done in it. Now I want to turn my attention and your attention to 2024. We have prayerfully prepared a general church calendar to be given out today. It is my hope that you will take this and do your best to support, pray for, and attend these important events in the hopes for us to be a church that is growing, glowing, and going. We have worked hard to provide a church calendar to push us to stay busy and to get the most out of this year. Not all events are on this calendar. There are many departments and classes hosting events as well. But some of the most important events are on this calendar. Please use this calendar and do your best to plan around it if possible. One new thing that I want to do starting this year is to have one nice dinner banquet per year. We will host one eloquent banquet per year associated with a special holiday each year. This will keep these formal dinner banquets fresh and unique to each year without overwhelming us and making them suffer what would surely become a mundane annual event. This year, we will start this banquet opportunity by hosting the Ladies Extravaganza. It will be titled Daughters of the King. This will be a banquet to celebrate all the ladies and girls of our church family. This will be on the Friday night before Mother's Day and will feature a dinner that will, get this, be served by the men of our church. Amen. Okay, let me see here where I left off. It's going to be an exciting program to follow. It's going to be a spectacular night. Ladies, you will not want to miss this. We also have several events that are in the works, but will only be released in 3-month segments as they will be planned in our short-term planning sessions. It is my prayer that our church family will engage in these endeavors and help be a part of the success that is yet to come. Now I want to address some huge plans for 2024, which include at the top of the list, number one, our engineer for Project Let's Build That Gym projects that we should break ground sometime in this summer. Here is the projected layout. First of all, we see the ground layout of where the gym will be. You'll see how that will sit in there. The yellow is the gym, of course, and it's to the left of the school facility. And that is where that will sit. You can get an idea of what our engineer has drawn out and has had all this measured and done, so it's an exciting thing. Also, we want to project to you what the gym will look like from a bird's eye view looking down upon it. But we project that we will be breaking ground with the first phase of this project, which will be the concrete slab and the metal shell above it, with phase two being the rooms and the things added inside. But we should be able to start using it for sporting events in the next year. Huge answer, huge goal. It's a 30-year dream coming into fruition. And it is happening. It is happening. These engineers are working on this as we speak. They're pulling permits and doing the things that will make this thing an exciting event. All righty. Also, I'm excited about number two, a Town East Christian School student tour of Pensacola Christian College in the spring, which will be correlated by Deacon Mike Lemoy. The kids are excited about that. Number three, the addition of two new adult spiritual development classes are coming this year. The first class will be added, and the second one will be added a little bit later. The first class will be meeting in the room right over here, which is about to be remodeled, and it will be for ages 30 to 45, and then the second class will be for adults that are in the ages of 46 to 65. So we'll be adding those two gaps in with two new adult classes that you may choose from. And we're continuing to add to our spiritual development class options. Very excited, very excited. And by the way, the class will be taught by Brother Savage, this first class for 30 to 45-year-olds. Brother Savage is ready to step up to that challenge. He is a man full of wisdom and knowledge and a man that just loves teaching the Bible. So that's going to be an exciting class option for you adults that are 30 to 45 years old. Number four. The completion of new laminate flooring in the fellowship hall and in the one classroom that was not done last year, which is the class that I was just referring to. The funding for this was raised in our annual Birthday for Jesus offering, which was held on the Sunday before Christmas. So that is in the works, and Brother Ralph has already scheduled that and ready to go to work on it. Number five, we will host an awesome spring revival this year in March. It's going to be a fantastic week. Please do what you have to do to be there. We will also host an amazing School of Missions in October. The School of Missions will be right here at Town East Baptist Church. It's going to be a phenomenal week. We have several fresh Sunday night events and family activities on the calendar. Things that we're very excited about that will be given to you as they approach. As I was praying about the theme challenge for this year, Proverbs 19:15 caught my attention. It states, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger." As we began to search the Bible for verses dealing with idleness, we saw this verse. In Matthew 20, verse 6, it states, "And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle?" The word idle means to be stationary, uninvolved, unemployed, and to be not in movement or to be simply out of gear. Church statistic experts state that in most churches, 10 to 20% of the church will do 90% of all the works in the church. The minority are engaged while most of Christianity is unengaged and idle in their Christian service. The majority are people that tend to become the work for the 10 to 20% of the church body that labors to serve them. So many Christians are idle in their church service, their walk with God, and their excitement about the house of God. If it were left strictly up to them, the works of Christ would simply go undone. In this idleness, they watch from the sidelines, often needy or critical. They never get to enjoy the feeling of the thrill of victory or the good weariness from their labors for Jesus. They come to church somehow thinking that the mere attendance to church is their service for God, not understanding that church attendance is to obey and worship God, and that the service for God is what happens between the church service times. Sadly, in this idleness, they could one day stand before Jesus and have no rewards or crowns to lay at his feet. This is unacceptable to any good shepherd. Any good pastor would want to prepare his flock for the day that they appear before Jesus. A good shepherd would push them and motivate them that they be not ashamed of the idle life they have lived for Jesus. So, in light of this, the Holy Spirit led me to adopt this theme challenge for 2024. Our theme for this year is simply this: get into gear. Amen. Get into gear. Get in gear. I am challenging you to get going for Jesus. Do something in his service through our church. Quit offering mediocrity. Quit offering lazy Christianity to God and get into gear and do what needs to be done. Quit being the ministry person that needs other Christians to do for you all the time and be a minister in our church helping get it done. Get in gear and go soul winning. Get in gear and sign up to help with the opportunity arises. Get in gear and be a steward of the monies God has given to you. Get in gear and start a daily devotional. Get in gear and move when prompted by the Holy Spirit. Listen to me, be a hot rod for Jesus, not a broke down car sitting idle in the garage. Idleness leads to weakness, neglect, and deterioration in your spiritual life. Get into gear and get in shape this year. Get into gear and come three to thrive this year. Get into gear and develop a devotional life this year. Get into gear in your personal life and make this year count for something. As I thought of this challenge theme, my mind was reminded of this historical example. The Reebok and Nike athletic shoe companies battled for supremacy throughout the 1980s. Both had iconic advertising campaigns that greatly connected to common people of all types. The message they pushed to tens of thousands of people was to be life livers and not just time killers. To do things that were out of their comfort zones. Get off the couch. Get off the sidelines and get involved with the action in life. And that theme was captured in two statements. The first statement was launched by the Reebok Shoe Company in the mid-1980s. And it stated in its campaign this simple statement: life is not a spectator sport. In this statement, they challenged people to get involved with life. Get off the couch and get moving. Get in gear and stop living an idle life. And it was very successful and resonated with many people. Life is not a spectator sport. The second statement was launched in 1988 when the Nike company challenged the world of average, ordinary people. People that would think about doing great things and even dream of being healthier. People that desired to be a better version of themselves but rarely ever got into gear and actually did it. They sent a message to challenge the people that would lead them to let their fear of failure, to help them get over their laziness and perhaps procrastination, to pursue their goals and to get them done. The ad had one simple challenge statement, and the statement said simply, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Say it with me. Just do it. Hey, go jogging. Just do it. Try out for the team. Get off the sideline. Just do it. Join the gym. Just do it. It launched thousands of people to put wings to their dreams, to quit talking about it, to quit making excuses, and just do it. Get it done. Get in gear. I want to borrow from these two companies and declare to you that Christianity is not a spectator sport. Get involved. Don't offer excuses. Just do it. Just do it. Quit giving God excuses. Quit allowing fear to rule you and choose faith in 2024. Quit being a pew potato and get involved in the great eternal works of Jesus. Let's get in gear in 2024 and let's do something special together for Jesus. Let me draw this to a close by saying the state of our church is unified, electrified, and energized. We are currently in all of our bills. We are current in all of our bills and healthy in our finances. We paid every missions commitment that we have made in full. We are growing and expanding, unafraid of the new frontiers in our future. We are poised to move forward and conquer any challenge that 2024 should bring. We are healthy and excited. Let's get into gear together and use the power of we to do the great and mighty tasks that only the brave would dare. Let's be champions for Jesus. Champions are champions for one reason. They dare to do what losers are never willing to do. Let's be willing to do what must be done to get it done in 2024. Thank you for making Town East Baptist Church your church home. Let's get in gear together this year. This could be the year that we hear the glorious midnight cry. If this should happen, let's have Jesus come and find us busy about his business, not idle and not caught in shame. We have a full calendar of challenges laid out. But even so, come, Lord Jesus. It's 2024. Town East is your church. I am your pastor. And we are here to lead the charge into this new year. I am grateful for the call, and I love you all. May God bless each and every one of you as you strive to do his will. May we all get in gear together and get it done. Thank you. Have a great night.